everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion in committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the councillor's code of conduct or significant non-financial interests they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back in to join the meeting once the discussion on that item is ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. We have apologies from Councillor Jill Truesdale. And I know Councillor Gilbraith has said he's running late. Any other apologies? Any declarations of interest? No. Okay, item number three, action sheet of the ETR minutes from last time. And we'll go through them. Page one for accuracy, page one, page two, page three, page four, page five, page six, page seven, page eight. Can I have a proposer and a seconder, please? Is that Councillor Hanlon and Councillor Andrews? Yeah.
I wanted to come in on something, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I see on the 11th of March on the action sheet, 027-2024, there was agreement that officers would review the hours of the opening centre down Arts Centre. Has there been any progress on that, or how long can we expect to sort of wait for a response to it, please? Thanks.
I'm going to come in, Chairman. There's a new appointment just into the team, so that's something we're actually working on. A new team member has just been brought in, head of service, and that's something they're going to be working on, and we'll bring a report back.
Anyone else like to comment?
Okay, thanks so much, Chair, and I'm happy to propose that second the action sheet. I'm just wondering on the Down GAA support for Peace Plus application, is there any further updates?
Chair, we're actually still ongoing discussions with the club, just in relation to their Peace Plus application and our own processes. So we're still working through that with our AHC colleagues.
Thanks for the update. I'm happy to propose or second whatever the action sheet for adoption.
Councillor Hanrahan, are you happy to propose? And Councillor Andrews second. Item number four, gaming and amusements policy review, and that's going to be taken by Jonathan McGilley.
Chair, as part of the policy, Chair, the recommendation is that this does be reviewed every 4 years, Chair. So where the report is tabled in the revised policy, Chairman, that helps guide the council and members of the public as to around how to award amusement permits within the council area, Chair. There is no changes, so we recommend that we approve the policy as stated, and that there's no proposed changes, Chair, at this point.
Thank you. Councillor Lee Sergeant, do you want to comment?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Happy to propose as well. Just a quick question. Our party has raised concern about amusement arcades not necessarily having game license for machines are visible from the street, and there have been some instances where constituents have contacted our elected rep saying that you can see there's kids using these machines. It's great to see Section 7, there is a policy in place about safeguarding vulnerable adults ensuring that they're not in close proximity to schools and stuff like that. Is there a policy in place to sort of prohibit kids from using these machines? Thanks.
Sure, that would be covered within the law. This is a permit to operate the license. I mean, there's a number of other authorities that are responsible for that, but that's covered within the law as opposed to the detail of this policy. This is around the permission to have the license or not.
Okay. That's great. Thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Hanlon.
Yeah, thank you. I'd be happy to second the policy, and I would welcome it because I think it gives a good balance in between protecting the retailers who already have licenses and do have gaming facilities, but also sort of to stem the flow of them infiltrating into the district. I know in Downpatrick in particular, we've had a lot of concern around applications that are coming through for amusement arcades. And I think in an area of heritage, et cetera, it doesn't really blend in with what we're looking to do in those type of areas. We do want to promote retail and food flow, but in a balanced way. So happy to second.
Thank you. Any other comments? Are we all content? Okay. So proposed by Councillor Lee Sargent and seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Okay, item number 5, consumer trade shows 2024-2025.
Yes, Chairman. We're seeking permission to attend the following trade and consumer shows outlined within the report, in conjunction with Tourism NA and Tourism Ireland, to support the tourism industry and promote the destination. And they're taking place from October to May next year, promoting the various product and offers available.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. And I do welcome the paper and its contents, and I believe it presents a perfect opportunity to showcase our district to the tourism and hospitality sectors, and I firmly believe that our council should be out there doing what it can, especially for this sector. I know on previous occasions, and I have raised it in previous times, when this has come up for discussion or for decision, I remember on 2 or 3 occasions actually working alongside the council staff at the likes of the Holiday World in Dublin, and it was a busy weekend all round, and while others looked on enviously, our stand at the council attracted a huge footfall at our council. Said, what are we doing wrong here? Everybody seems to be going to Newry Morning down district. I says, well, it's the best place to go to. And I know recently Kerry County Council they've embarked on a similar process, tasking officers and their councillors who are interested in promoting their local area to attend locally and elsewhere functions and events. The similar to what is on the list here for recommendations and approval. With what Kerry are doing this is the Lexus. I know we're doing it here, but I'm like a keen supporter that, like many others, that we're a premier destination area for locals and from further afield. And I think councillors too should be involved in the process along with the officers. Thank you. And I propose a recommendation.
Thank you. Councillor Lee Sargent.
Yeah, happy to second.
Councillor Andrews, you're proposing?
Yeah, I propose that the recommendations
Okay. Anyone want to give any feedback? Are you happy enough?
Can I just clarify what you mean by councillors being involved in the process?
Well, actually, as I was saying in through the thing, we actually did go to the actual Holiday World shows in Dublin, and we went down between Friday and the Sunday, and we were actually on the stand along with officers doing our bit. It wasn't a jolly we were on. We were actually down working along with the staff and promoting the district. And the feedback, and from what I've seen at first hand, our staff do an excellent job.
I can just go back. It's just to remind members
that it was brought through.
Go ahead.
Party leaders, that there would be, if anybody was wanting to go to things like that, it would have to be agreed through party leaders. It wouldn't just be a free-for-all of all 41 councillors going, because it does obviously levy a cost towards ratepayers if, we were all to go, for example. So.
Hold on, the media is listening, so they have to be able to hear. So, Glenn, do you want to turn your... Go ahead, Terry.
Okay.
No, it's actually just whenever we're on a committee or whatever, and we are playing our part and promoting the district, etc. You know, I think we have time and availability to do that as well as working with the staff. That's all. But as I say, we do take on board the, and I think there's very important concerns that are raised. But I think, you know, I'm very passionate about doing what we can for our district and working in tandem and supporting our staff and doing that vital role.
Hey, Councillor Hannah.
Well, we intend going to the mall, Jonathan.
Chairman, the way it works is we make an application to Tourism NI, to our Tourism Ireland, to attend as part of their platforms. So we would hope to get space on each of those locations. I suppose it's very much about building rapport with tour operators, you know, so it's important we're there, you know, year after year and selling the destination.
That doesn't seem very much.
But Chairman, a number of them are actually within Ireland as well, so it's maybe just an overnight stay. Some of them will involve travel, but some of them within Ireland.
Can I have a proposal then for that, Councillor Andrews?
Yeah, proposal recommendations in the paper, and fully supportive of what our staff are doing for our district.
And a seconder?
I'll second it, Chair.
Councillor Hannah for seconding. Okay, item number six is in closed session. I'll be Michelle again. Items 6 to 12 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of schedule 6 of the Local Government Act Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may be made by resolution be excluded during these items of business.
Proposal on the committee.
I have a proposer. Councillor Andrews, a seconder. Councillor Hanlon. Okay, while it's in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 6, Castlewell and Forest Park Cafe and Mobile Vendor Provision. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Clark, it was agreed that Council undertake a tender process to appoint a suitably experienced operator to deliver catering services at Castlewell and Forest Park, as set out in section 2.1 of the officer's report. Item 7, financial assistance, call 2. On the proposal of Councillor Hanlon, seconded by Councillor Andrews, it was agreed to note the appeals panel outcome, allocate letters of offer to projects as per Council policy to the groups recommended for the award of funding within the budget allocation for each theme. Item 8, Halloween events. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Hannah, it was agreed to issue SLAs to the groups named in section 2.1 of the officer's report. Item 9, Newry Chamber Music SLA Arts and Community Outreach Programme. On the proposal of Councillor Feehan, seconded by Councillor Hart, it was agreed to provide support via service level agreement between Council and Newry Chamber Music for the delivery of an arts and community outreach programme in the 2024-25 season. Item number 10, Rural Business Development Scheme 2024-2025. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Lee Sargent, it was agreed to approve the delivery of a new rural business development scheme for 2024-25. Item 11, Irish Open Legacy Project application to DFC. On the proposal of Councillor Hannah, seconded by Councillor Clark, it was agreed to note that an application had been submitted to DFC for an Irish Open Legacy project as outlined in section 2.1 of the officer's report. Item 12, Tourism, Arts and Events Procurement. On the proposal of Councillor Hannah, seconded by Councillor Clark, it was agreed to note the contents of the officer's report. Item number 13 is for noting, it's ERT scheme of delegation. Can I have a proposer? Councillor Lee Sardiner and Councillor Hannah as seconder. I believe that's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.